Oil prices are way up, and we're talking about cooking oil, like soybean oil. One reason is more of that oil is going to make diesel fuel. It's driven by policies intended to help the climate, but there's also a big environmental risk. NPR's Dan Charles has more.
Schwebel's baking company in Youngstown, Ohio, has a problem. The company's director of purchasing, Ed Sinko, can't get enough soybean oil. Suppliers won't even talk to him.
The only quotes I can get for 2022 are from the person who I currently buy from. So basically, I am at their mercy.
A year ago, he was paying 35 cents a pound for soybean oil. Now it's almost a dollar. Other food companies are in the same spot. Now, American farmers are actually growing more soybeans than ever. But Sinko says the companies that crush the beans and extract the oil are sending it somewhere else.
They all want to go to biodiesel.
Biodiesel, made from oils that come from soybeans or palm oil plantations in the tropics or animal fat like beef tallow. One version of biodiesel called renewable diesel is booming right now. It's made in giant refineries, like the Paramount plant in Los Angeles County, built a century ago to refine crude oil from wells nearby. Now it's owned by a company called World Energy, and it's processing a new kind of crude. Gary Grimes, the plant's director of sustainability and technology, shows me big black rail cars filled with it.
So these tanks are full of?
Tallow. It's a waste product at slaughterhouses.
From within California?
All over the country. And in Australia, we bring it in via ocean tanker.
The beef tallow or soybean oil, they use that too, gets purified, processed, and eventually flows into a tall silver tower. Glenn Clausen, the plant's director of engineering, explains that it's a distillery that separates lighter fuels from heavier ones.
The gasoline goes over the top, the jet comes off of the side, and then the diesel fuel will come out the bottom of that tower.
100,000 gallons of diesel fuel each day, ready to power big trucks on America's roads. Paul Nisnik, a biofuels expert with the energy consultant Argus Media, says this is happening lots of places.
There's a large number of refiners that are now stepping into the game who are got deep pockets.
Companies like Marathon Petroleum, Phillips 66. According to the federal government, if all these companies follow through on their announcements, production capacity of renewable diesel would go from about 500 million gallons last year to 5 billion gallons a year a few years from now, equal to about 10% of the nation's diesel consumption.
That's a massive amount, an acceleration of growth.
What's driving this, Nisnik says, is government incentives for biofuels. The most important one right now is California's low-carbon fuel standard. California's environmental regulators have calculated that making and burning renewable diesel releases less than half as much greenhouse gases as burning regular diesel. So companies that sell renewable diesel in California also get to sell low-carbon fuel credits, which Nisnik says are really lucrative.
You have a situation where it looks almost stupid not to get into the business.
As this subsidy-driven boom accelerates, though, it's raising a big question. Are there even enough soybeans or slaughterhouses to feed those refineries? Gene Gabolas, who's CEO of World Energy, the renewable diesel producer, says, of course there are. He says they're finding ways to make it from new materials, new feedstocks, like municipal waste or algae. But also, he's not apologizing for competing with food companies for soybean oil. If we're serious about confronting climate change, he says,
we have to get over this notion that we got to protect the status quo at the same time. There's going to be change. And so if your cookies cost you 10% more than they cost you last week, that might be part of it.
A lot of environmentalists, though, are worried that the biodiesel boom is putting more at risk than just cheap cookies.
My reaction is to be quite alarmed.
Jeremy Martin from the Union of Concerned Scientists says a third of all soybean oil produced in the U.S. already goes to make biodiesel, even before this big planned expansion.
It's not complicated math to see. Something really doesn't add up. There just isn't that much feedstock available.
Those other potential feedstocks, like municipal waste, won't fill the gap anytime soon, he says. So skyrocketing demand for these raw materials could persuade farmers around the world to plow up grasslands or clear even more forests to grow soybeans, further expand palm oil plantations. That would be worse for the climate and for wildlife. There's probably a place for this fuel, Martin says, but not so much, so fast. Dan Charles, NPR News.
Both the Union of Concerned Scientists and the National Biodiesel Board have been recent sponsors of NPR.